all your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry in advance, yo. Let y'all know. Don't take it personal. It just pissed me.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
We praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all know what it is. It's the Ham Sandwich Show. It's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me?
And I am True Asia.
And this is the What in the Ham Sandwich Show, the most dangerous show on the internet, on the web, and now we live on your TV, coming for you, on your computer, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we do it.
On your booter.
You know what I'm saying? On your bluter.
On your rooter. Your
rooter
rooter.
On your rooty tootsie. Yeah, I
mean.
You know what I'm saying? So, can I start the freestyle, yo?
Yeah, go ahead, yo.
Can I? Let me get the people a little bit of beat. Maybe not. Hey, yo. Grub-a-dub-dub. And after that, then you know me, rub-a-dub-dub. All up in the tub. Sean Slaughter raps. Coming through like Cook Dog when I slap you. Cause that's my ministry. I'm in the industry. It's all good. Yes, I got these mini me's. They wanna be down with the ill flow. It's all good. Go, go, gadget, go. Go arms. Go pockets. Preachers be like, go, go, gadget wallets. Cause they wanna take your money and put it in their pocket. And then drive their Lexus off like a rocket. With they shorty down to the beach. That's when they wanna do a midnight preach. And be like, shorty, I know what's going. Why don't you come over here and start glowing? I'm blowing rhymes like wind. Everybody know that these rhymes won't rescind. The down south beat, I serve it like some meat. It's all good if you like it. Huck a buck, beat your feet. Ah, yes, it is so fresh. Fresh to death because you know we rock clef. I just made up a word. I hope you really like it. Ride it like a bike, kid. Understand I like you, psych. It's me, S-E-A to the N. When I come new, everybody wanna be my friend. Go ahead, yo. Make it do what it do, sir.
Oh, it's me.
It's all yo.
It's all me.
Let him go.
The mega dog.
Let him go.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Listen up. Listen up.
Listen up.
I woke up this morning.
Uh-huh.
Looking for some chips and some Funyuns. My breath was humming. I tried to kiss my wife. She said, get back, boy. Smell like your breath. Smelling like halitosis.
Osis.
So I put some mint Listerine in my mouth. Vanilla. And then I blew my mouth on my hand. See if it's smelling right. So I said, it's so tight. I went to my wife and said, put it on me tight. I'm talking about kissing. That's what I'm talking about. Don't get it twisted. Hey, guess what? It was Wednesday night Bible study.
Word.
I went to the church. Everybody was praying, acting like they don't care, but they act like a jerk.
A jerk murk.
Don't you know this boy acting stupid? He came in the church talking about he wants some to drink. I gave him some water. Then he said, can I get some chips? I said, do you got 50 cents? He said, no, I got Monopoly money cents. I say, well, you in trouble, dog. I buy your bag, then I give you one chip, dog. He said, hey, can I get some water? I said, yeah, there's a bathroom in the toilet, but don't you know? He said, I can't afford it. I said, you smell like you need some deodorant. Hey, I said, but that's okay. Come to the altar and get saved today.
Today.
He said, oh, no, I can't do it, bro.
Bro.
I said, well, get out because you ain't getting no.
No.
No money. Because I'm not supporting your weed and your habits, bro. He said, well, then I said, come to church. He said, I come Sunday. I said, I see you there. He come to church Sunday. He looking fly. He got the Jordan with the tie on. But hey, I said, what you doing? He said, I come to just get saved. I said, well, come up to the altar. He said, all right, man. He said, what you want to do, man? I said, homie, go out the church and come back in with a deep voice. I don't play that homie.
Jordan Long.
Hey, I'm finished. Let's get to the ham show, you biscuit eater.
So that rap was the longest rap in the history of music. It's the What the Ham Sandwich Show.
Part two.
You know what I'm saying? Part two next week. You know what I'm saying? You know what we do. You know what I'm saying? We talk about the facts. Don't shoot no fat. Don't shoot no hot ones. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real, keep it funky, keep it 100. We got a good topic for y'all today, man. I think y'all really gonna like it. But, you know what I'm saying? One thing you guys were talking about earlier was this U.S. group. Let me tell y'all how dirty people are. This is how dirty people are. Everybody knows what's going on in Haiti. And everybody knows that, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy what's going on. And... you know what I'm saying? A lot of relief needs to be, they need help, need a lot of relief. A lot of superstars and a lot of music moguls and the like are, of course, collecting money and funds, stuff like that. But unfortunately, even in these situations, there's one type of person that is always pops up. This type of person was there for Katrina. This type of person was there for 9/11. And this type of person is now here for, you know what I'm saying, Haiti. And that type of person is called a dirtbag.
Dirtbag.
You know what I'm saying? Now, let me tell you about the dirtbag. You have a group of people right now who are facing kidnapping charges because they're trying to kidnap kids from Haiti. Now... this particular group, oh Lord, I didn't even read the headline. Let me read the headline to you. Haiti attorney, 10 U.S. Baptists charged with child kidnapping. I ain't know it's church people, yo.
Yeah, that's what it said. You
know, I know it's church people, dog. 10 members of a U.S. missionary group who said they were trying to rescue 33 child victims of Haiti. Devastating earthquake were charged with child kidnapping and criminal association. The children taken from the group, ranging age from 2 to 12, were being cared for at an Austria-run SOS Children's Village in Port-au-Prince Wednesday. And you know what? Okay, maybe these people, maybe they're not on the low end of the dirtbag scale. You know what I'm saying? But you can't be kidnapping kids. You're not Robin Hood, and they not money.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But trust me, you do got people out there trying to do the child trafficking.
Yep.
Trying to take advantage of the you know what I'm saying? The
FEMA money.
The FEMA money all day.
All day. Everybody come out the woodwork with these 1-800 for Haiti.
One, exactly.
Jesus for Haiti.
Jesus.
Lord for Haiti.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? They use it trying to get that money.
Trying to get that dough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, how come when I was in the, I went to Food Line and... come on, son. What is that? What ringtone is that?
Hello?
This dude is mad.
Let me call you back.
Mad, embarrassing, and professional. Right. If y'all watching by the U Street right now, you see exactly what we got to deal with every single week.
Mad
embarrassing, yo. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the Food Lion parking lot.
Right.
Now, it's bucky. It's Buck City outside, right? This is like maybe 2 weeks ago when it was bucky.
Right.
And it was raining a little. And it was raining a little bit. That's on Kabata. And it was raining a little bit. So I had this dude gonna come up to me, these two dudes with church buckets, right? So they raise their church funds. Now they got a, one got a yellow bucket, one got a green bucket. They got the church joint and paper on it.
Lord,
and they got, oh, and they got church t-shirts on. You know what I'm
saying?
If I put a dime in that bucket. If I put a dime in that joint, you can cut my, first of all, dog, I don't know you, B. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. Number two, you in the parking lot. Like, I'm trying to get in the space. He blocking the space. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to go in there.
You gotta pay, you gotta pay.
So they just stand, they stand in parking lot spaces. They're not even, like, in front of a store or nothing like that, which is even more bootleg. They stand in front of parking lot spaces. You know what I'm saying? And so I pulls up. I get out the car. Hey, yo, dog, donate to the church. I was like, I'm good, yo. You
know what I'm saying? And then he said, yo, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, dog. I was like, man, I'm good.
Let me go.
I'm good. I'm going to get my Chinese food. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So if, don't be a dirtbag, yo. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to steal money from people and use good causes, you know what I'm saying, just to
it happens,
you know,
all the time.
Support your crack habit, you know what I'm saying, or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
We don't want to use tragedies
for your benefit.
World tragedies for your, yeah.
God gonna smack the fire out of you. You know what I'm saying? It's the Ham Sandwich Show.
Come to the Smack Church.
You know what I'm saying?
Smackdown Ministry.
You know what I'm saying? TheHamSandwichShow.com is the website. 757-325-9493 is where you can call, leave a hand message. Or if you're watching us by Ustream, go ahead and just, you know, type in a type of messaging. You know what I'm saying? Let us know what's going on. We got a couple of viewers logged on right now. All the viewers that's watching, you know what I'm saying? Let us know what you think. Ham Show, we'll be right back.
Let's get ready.
Bang, and only the hottest tracks.
All right, here we go.
DJ I Rock Jesus.
Happened in my past.
today. Things will go my way.
Check your speakers. This ain't a self-help song or another makeover song, but how it made me over. You dig?
I like me. Yo, you like me, cause I love me.
Do it's
you
your boy, like Mr. Chips. Like with your boy, Will Murphy. We gonna do it big this year. Let's go.
Gotta chill out with the complaining. Talking about how your job is a strain. Talking about how your kids got you drained. What good is it doing for you to complain?
It's your boy, Mr. Chips. It's your boy, Mr. Chips. It's your boy, Mr. Chips. It's your boy, Mr. Chips, with your boy, Will Murphy. We gonna do it big this year. Let's go.
Gotta chill out with the complaining. Talking about how your job is a strain. Talking about how your kids got you drained. What good is it doing for you to complain? See my wife and my kids under a lot of stress. The bills are due.
I don't know where to go.
No food to eat.
Don't know how good you got it.
It's cold outside, nowhere to sleep.
Don't know how good you got it.
Losing loved ones, wishing they had someone.
Let me tell you right quick, how good you
but
got it.
But you got Jesus, the owner of everything. For us to make the devil out of clown. Gotta stop walking around with your head down. Got God living inside of you. You really ain't got no reason to complain.
See, let me explain.
You can maintain. Shut down your pity party. Be thankful for what is already done.
Don't know how good you got it.
Don't know how good.
Don't know how good you got it.
It's cold outside. Nowhere to sleep.
Don't know how good you got it.
Saw man, he was sleeping under the bridge.
Let me tell you right quick, how good you got it.
You got Jesus. Yeah, peace, some great things for you. Tell him thank you.
Your family say thanks.
Thank you.
Food on your table say thanks.
Say thanks.
Thank you.
Oh,
when you're married say thanks.
Say thanks.
Your children healthy say thanks.
Right here now.
You got a job say thanks.
Say thanks. Say thank you.
What in the ham sandwich?
Been up and down, been almost crushed to the ground. but somehow I still come out with my crown. Sometimes my heels seem unbearable, but Lord, don't move my mountain. I'm believing in your miracle. Been up and down, been almost crushed to the ground, but somehow I still come out with my crown. Been up and down, been almost crushed to the ground, but somehow I still come out with my crown. Been up and down, been almost crushed to the ground, but somehow I still come out with my crown. Sometimes my heels seem unbearable, but Lord, don't move my mountain. I'm believing in your miracle.
I never seen the righteous forsaken.
No.
One Ham Sandwich Show, Sean Cook, True, and so good to be with you guys today.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Hey, yo.
What it do?
With the fitted hats, what size is bigger? The 7.58 or the 7.34?
7.58 or 7.58, yo.
You said be looking at fitted hats online. Dr. J. Bitch, what?
No, I didn't know. I just wanted to know.
So I'm thinking that you on a computer doing research for our topic.
Research on his next outfit.
And you over there looking at fitted.
Hey, yo, I was just saying, dog. I was asked because it popped up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
just, you popped it up when you typed in www.drjays.com.
That's what you get right there, son. Food to you, son. You know what I mean?
Jesus don't like that. And
he going to put it on me and then take it off? You know what I'm saying?
Put him on and long.
Anyway. You know what I'm saying? You was a fool, son. Anyway, today's topic.
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
Let me set the topic up.
Set that thing up,
dog. You know what I'm saying? We were at an event. You know what I'm saying? That we're not going to name. That was Blowsies. We were at an event.
You crazy, y'all.
We were at an event, and you know what I'm saying? It was pretty decent. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Anyway. So, towards the end, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was having a pretty good time for the most part. For the most, generally speaking.
Right.
Right. Wasn't no beef. People were laughing, having a good time and all that type of stuff, right? And so, all of a sudden, somebody comes up and towards the end, the last person, right, comes up. And I guess they want to begin to, you know, lead people into worship or whatever. Right.
Some face work.
You know what I'm saying? Some face work. You know what I mean? But this one, real face work. This is forced face work. Fake face work. You know what I'm saying? And so they get up there and they start, you know, and start like bashing, like all kind of superstars. And y'all don't let. And what was it? What was she saying? I mean, she was beating the people up, right?
Yeah.
Y'all event chasers.
Yeah.
Y'all nothing but event chasers.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't event.
I mean, where I go to perform, I see the same people.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Curse the people out, basically.
That's what she said.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
A light skinned chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. My bad. Yo.
And so. And so they beat the people up, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, and here it goes.
I ain't come out here to entertain. I came to minister.
I ain't beyond.
Y'all let me here. Yapping at me down. Enjoying the lyrics. I ain't come up here for all that.
And so basically, you know what I'm saying? I guess she was mad because there were people there having fun in Jesus' name. And to her, real ministry was, you know what I'm saying, crying, being sad, being silent, sitting there looking stupid. You know what I'm saying? No fun, no jumping up, no wilding out, none of that. You know what I'm saying? That's example number one. You know what I mean? Example number two is my man, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to DJ I Rock Jesus.
That's,
you know,
my man.
That's my man.
Don't wear it out.
You know what I'm saying? Keep your name out of his mouth. You know what I'm saying? If you know what's good for you. You know what I mean?
Keep your name out of his mouth.
Exactly.
And don't be a mouth chaser.
You know what I'm saying? And so, he talk about a show that he went to. Now, everybody doing what they doing, right? Enjoying the show. One cat gonna be like, another, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, turn the music down. Turn the music down.
Tell him why you mad, son.
You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't came here to entertain y'all. I came here for ministry. I want y'all to hear my words.
So then another person, don't want nobody to have no fun, don't want nobody to be entertained, don't want to party in Jesus' name, don't want to have a fun atmosphere in Jesus' name. You know what I'm saying? And then true, when I told you about it, you told me a story. Just share that story with me.
I was at work and this dude was like, I was telling him, you know, he's a rapper. So I was like, you know, tell him about the Believer's House. And he's right. Like, nah, they too worldly, they jumping around, they acting crazy, blah, blah. I'm like, they having fun. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Why they gotta be worldly? Because they having fun. They jumping around, they having fun. They not listening to Jay-Z while they doing it. They listening to Christian music. It's a Christian artist up there. And they jamming to the Christian artist. What's wrong with that? I was like, are we supposed to be at a party and standing with our hands in our pocket and bob our heads? What's the problem? Nah, they too worldly. They too worldly. And then see, when people get like that, you can't even talk to them. Because they believe what they believe. You know what I'm saying? You can talk your head up all day, but they not trying to hear you.
And how was he dressing? This is at work.
He had a name brand stuff, like Rockaway or whatever.
But you stay at a party.
But you...
Exactly. And that's the point. You know what I'm saying? We want to call certain things worldly.
Right.
But we ain't doing it.
And at the same time we calling it worldly,
you got the gear on.
We got a Rockaway polo.
There you go.
We got Nikes, Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Jordan.
Timberland. You know what I'm saying? The ones all the rappers talk about. You know what I'm saying? The secular rappers.
Yeah.
The ones all the secular rappers wear. We got that.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We got a little system in our car. We got a little so-and-so. I mean, if that's worldly, then how come having a system in your car ain't worldly? You know what I'm saying? How come having a nice car ain't worldly?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why don't you just go ahead and ride a dusty bike to work? You know what I'm saying? Oh, get an old, you know what I'm saying, Volkswagen Rabbit to show how humble you are.
Why are you watching basketball and football?
Because them basketball and football are blazing.
Because they whirly.
All day.
They play whirly music, as a matter of
all
fact.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? They play, you know what I'm saying?
You don't hear no Kirk Franklin.
You hear no Kirk Franklin. But you good with the basketball.
Yeah.
With the whirly music.
Yeah.
But you're not good with people enjoying Jesus with Jesus music? Explain that to me, dog.
Hey, look, and don't lie, said when the music playing, you ain't patting your feet.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I just mute the channel. That devil is a lie.
For real.
Like a breath stink.
When you go to the game and they play that music, you know you copy your hand standing up.
Of course.
It's just a reaction.
It's reaction.
The game is good. The band playing.
Exactly.
And you up in there clapping and getting down.
It's a shame. And so, you know what I'm saying? My question is.
I can't stand people like that.
I can't stand people like that either. Is Jesus fun? You know what I'm saying? So you about to.
Hold my mute.
You about to get them, son?
Yeah, I can't stand that, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Because they phony baloney and their arguments don't, they don't hold up in the court of law.
No.
They don't work. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what we're talking about today. Is Jesus any fun? Can we have fun with Jesus? How come it seems that speaking and being silent and being quiet, how come that seems to be, you know, preferred behavior over wilding out, having fun, laughing, joking, or all of a sudden you early because you're laughing and joking. You know what I'm saying? And you wonder why. You wonder why. Now, I totally understand. There's a time and a place for everything.
Right.
There's a time and a place. And Ecclesiastes tells us that. You know what I'm saying? There's a time and a season for everything. But you wonder why in the church, you know what I'm saying? The church is a place for people. You know what I mean? And people should come into the church and be able to bring every single range of emotion in the church. Not just laughter and crying. I mean, not just crying and weeping and sadness and being serious, but they should be able to joke and laugh and have fun as well. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And you wonder why the young people come up in the church and, you know what I'm saying? And I understand, again, young people sometimes in church wilding out. You know what I'm saying?
Acting a pure fool,
talking, all that type of stuff. We got to tell you, be quiet 1,000 times.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? 1,000,000,000,000 times. Close your mouth. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, if there's something that's going on that lends to them laughing and enjoying themselves and having fun, then we should let them do that.
I agree.
Let them go.
You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're talking about. It's the Ham Sandwich Show. Call us in.
We about to get it in.
You know what I'm saying? Check us out on the Ustream. You know what I mean? We'll be back.
Chapter to life.
With every show that we rock,
we work hard for this position and we ain't gonna stop. Cause we're busy making moves with every lyric we drop.
When I got old,
I sheep
right
back to the
clay, I needed them all. Then I got bold, talking to people I didn't know. Said Jesus can save your soul. When he came in with his two belts, like a janitor with a whole bunch of keys.
He's the light and
prosperity. He did it for me, he'll do it for you, yeah, yeah.
He
can totally rearrange your life. Free from bondage, free from strife, you
will.
I'm a witness, he will.
He will, he will, he will.
Yeah.
For you.
Hey, calm down, don't panic. Get rebuilt, he can be the mechanic. Let him get it, you forget it. Then you spit it and he can read it.
Let him fix it,
might as well go get some chicken.
Get me a wing and a biscuit.
Might as well eat, rest my feet.
God never slumbers,
might well sleep. It's a done deal, you believe you receive. All your haters, get ready to leave.
Too blessed to be stressed on me. You trust him and trust him.
He will never forsake you. He will never leave you lonely.
Give you the medicine, spiritual dope,
and it will fix whatever is broke. He will.
He will. He will.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, The Truth, and you're tuned in to DJ I-Rock Jesus. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's the business? I know if anybody out here is gonna rock Jesus up in the VA, it's DJ I-Rock Jesus. It's your boy, Lecrae. Holla at me.
Holy Culture Radio.
A brand new fit looking cool, check. I'm looking in the mirror like, ooh, yes. A couple for an insecure dude, check. But she won't feel me and they won't like me if I ain't in them J's or them brand new Nikes. Let's dig deep from inside my psyche. When it's all said and done, even I don't like me. He live in the gym and his hair stay faded. Late model car so they think he made it. He's Christian, he gave his life, but he still ain't satisfied in the Savior Christ. Still finds his identity in looks and cars. If he only knew that he ain't have to look so hard. If he looked in God, it may seem odd, but he be so satisfied he can leave it all. Now, yeah. I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no, I'm not the job I work, you can't define my word, but nothing on God's green earth, my identity is found in Christ, it's found in Christ.
Hey, how do I gauge success? What do I say I'm blessed? Huh? Is it the car that I drive, or the place that I rest, or the way that I dress now? Now, it's the cause of my pride, the stage and the set, or my face in the press now? Now, it's the applause that dies when the praise is less. If my face.
I wanna thank you, Heavenly Father, for shining.
For a brother, stuff that I couldn't talk to another. Thinking
suicide, giving up, telling lies, make a real brother wanna cry. Ooh, you got my face all over my space, making me a disgrace. But that's when the Lord stepped in, delivered from sin. Stella's weeping.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Your love.
That's what I'm talking about.
Turns I made, turn around and try to pray. I wonder if he hears me, is he tripping on me, or is he just mad at the 23? Ooh, rumors out about me, people trying to get me. But that's when the Lord stepped in, delivered from sin. Stella's we win.
You know what I'm saying? Talk about these fake, nothing but fugaziness, window shoppers. You know what I'm saying? You a wangster. You know what I'm saying? Talking about why we can't have fun.
You know what I'm saying? How come all of a sudden being serious?
Yeah.
The topic is Jesus any fun? You know what I'm saying?
You fun to me.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And the reality is, I think that, you know, I know that's the title of the thing, is Jesus fun. But I think the reality is that if God gave us all of this.
Come on, preacher.
You know what I'm saying? Laughter, joy. Shouldn't it be allowed in the kingdom? I mean, exactly. What do you think is going to happen when you get to heaven? You know what I'm saying? Well, before I go there, because I feel a thunderage coming. I feel a thunder strike about to happen.
Go ahead. Come on.
Yes.
Come on. Watch this.
Watch this. I think I know where this thing started from.
Go ahead, you know what I'm saying?
Can I give a little history? A little ham history?
Why not?
You want to stop the music?
You know what I'm saying? Let me give a little ham history. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows that Americans came over here from England. You know what I'm saying? Freaking shot the fire out of Native Americans. Killed them all. Enslaved black people and all that. But we don't get into all that on this podcast. You know what I'm saying?
We don't want to start no trouble.
We ain't trying to start no trouble. Oh, yeah. Big shout out to Fudge. You know what I'm saying?
Fudge.
Sean Green. I think that's his name. Yeah, Fudge. He's a DJ for Flavor Alliance Network.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Flavor, you know, Pastor Urban D. Big shout out to Pastor Urban D. Just got his new spot.
Oh, for real?
Sold his old church, moving to a new spot.
Wow.
It's a bigger jump off.
So you know what I'm saying?
Urban,
I'm trying to be down there for Flavor Fest this year. What it do?
What it do like?
Give me a hookup. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to pay that fee. What it's good.
But it's really good.
It's
going to be there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean? And but Fudge wanted to be you know what I'm saying, on some of the black white issues. He's a white dude, so he felt like he needed to give the white side of the perspective. You know what I mean? And so, you know what I'm saying, Fudge, we might have to have you on, son. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When we do our issues. You know what I'm saying? Because we are all black in here, so it could be all one sided sometimes. But big shout out to you, Fuzz. You put that on the ham website. So
you say you want some white issues?
No. I'm saying on the black white issues, we black,
right?
And so we always gonna give the black point of view. You know what I mean? And then we are gonna say what we think about white people from what we see,
right?
But they probably is, but they white.
No experience.
You know what I'm saying? But they white, so they probably be like, we ain't like that. Just like people about to look at us, be like, you know what I'm saying? Them dudes, all they do is eat chicken.
And watermelon.
You know, and watermelon.
You know what I'm saying?
You said to me, dog.
And Kool-Aid.
You know what I'm saying?
It's Coitons. You said that to me straight, Coitons.
You said that to me, fam. You know what I'm saying?
It's straight rolled up in the carpet.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You could be wearing cement tennis shoes. You know
what I'm saying? Air Force One. You'll be wearing Air Force blocks.
Straight Coitons for you. You know what I'm saying? You can cancel Christmas.
But shout.
I mean. And so anyway, let me give you a little background. The Puritans came over here, and you got to understand, when the Puritans came from Britain, from the Parliament, they had this very, almost like what the Catholic Church is today. They had this very staunchy, upright, like, today, hello, governor.
Yeah.
Hello. You know what I'm saying? They had that very kind of staunch, and today we're going to talk about the crucifixion of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And people have been there quiet
as a church,
as a mouse. You know what I'm saying? Quiet as a feather up in that joint.
A mouse pissing no guy.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know what I mean? And so the priest or the pastor would go through his little thing. You know, people go and they just go, they sit there, listen, they leave.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They might stand up. Him, yo. What was it, him?
Amazing Grace.
You know what I'm saying? Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wreck like me. Now, back in those days, wasn't no riffing. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't no... Amazing Grace. You know what I'm saying?
You know it.
It wasn't none of that. It was straight him. It was straight edge. You know what I mean? Straight, you know what I mean? And so anyway, the Americans, right around the Enlightenment period, the Age of Reason, right around the mid-1700s, there was a guy that came in named George Whitefield. Now, George Whitefield was probably the most popular man in America at that time. He was a white dude from England, and he started causing ruckus. He came into churches, preaching loud, spitting, and he believed in a thing called a conversion experience. So he believed that if you got converted, there should be something happening. So right around the mid-1700s, people started quaking and shaking out. Mind you, this stuff never happened in church before, ever. And so his message had emotion, and I mean thousands of people. He had crowds, some of the biggest crowds ever. His preaching was all on getting saved and getting converted. And then he had a bunch of ministers, James Davenport, Eliezer Wilcock, the Rogers family. Now some of these people that copied him were crazy. Mm. Like they formed these bands. They didn't believe in church, but they would walk through the street acting crazy and wild. So all of a sudden, a split came. And you had those who believe in emotional Christianity and those who believe in intellectual Christianity, all because of George Whitefield. You know what I'm saying? And so the Puritans, they continued doing their, you know, but George Whitefield, George Whitefield was even important because slaves and women, and they start coming to his meeting. So they start going there, catching the Holy Ghost, shaking, bucking, quaking in the spirit, you know what I mean? And all that type stuff, you know what I mean? And so, ever since that point, I think we've always, the fight has always been, you know what I'm saying, should we be emotional in church? You know what I mean? Or I should say, no, to be honest, it's the extreme. Should we be super, super emotional huckabuck in church? Or should we be dead, solid, quiet, reverent in church? Mm. You know what I mean? Now, what's funny is I was talking to your pops when I went to the church. And he put in, what's the CD he put in? Who's the cat that died? The bishop.
Green?
No. From California.
No, not California.
From California, son. He was the head of the Kojic, I guess. And he passed away. And they made a CD in his honor. Got his picture on it and all that type of stuff.
Gilbert E. Patterson.
Patterson, right.
Oh, he let you hear the organ player.
Right. Well, he let me hear the CD. You know what I'm saying? We used to play the CD. So he like, man, that's my music right there. That's my music. You know what I'm saying? You can't get with that, huh? You know, he probably jumped to me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And so I told him, I grew up in that. You know what I'm saying? I'm in hip-hop. I got a different ear, different age. And so you have different people that, you know, when they in church, they're just expecting different things. You know what I mean? Some want more emotional. You know what I'm saying? That's how they get their touch from God. Some more quiet. Some on a hip-hop tip. Some on a kind of a praise and worship, like a inspirational music type tip. Some on a rock song type tip. Some on a hill song type tip. And so my thing is, again, with all of this, with all this being said, you know what I mean? Is Jesus any fun? Do we always have to get serious to be worshiping and praising? Mm. Do we always have to get serious and quiet and make the ugly, you know, the save face?
Yeah,
the, you know.
Yeah.
The stepping of the head.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially when you, I'm telling you right now, church people go to Walmart.
Right.
And I declare you can tell who the church people are.
Why is that?
They walk in there all dignified, like, I'm God. Don't say nothing to me. They be serious, and when they see another Christian, praise God.
Praise
God is so good.
Ooh, God, praise God, praise God.
Ain't no the sinner man looking at these fools is crazy. Am I lying?
And what's crazy is,
I'm not for
that,
real.
That dignified attitude actually comes off as nasty.
There you go. Exactly. All day.
But for some reason, nastiness and seriousness equals holiness.
Ooh, because that is exactly how it is in the church. Hey, no, bo, shot, not deep.
Bo,
no. Bo, got. Boy, you hit that on the nail.
You know what I'm saying?
Big time.
Nastiness and seriousness equals holiness.
Tambourine play.
You know what I'm saying? Shaking and snatching.
Son.
You know what I'm saying?
You hit that. Is that why we got biting?
You know what I'm saying?
Stabbing in the backs.
All that. You know what I'm saying? Because all of a sudden.
Stabbers.
Well, yeah. let's do this. Let's take a break.
Man.
And come back with the Thunder Mile, because I think we on something.
I'm mad as fire. Right?
I think we on something.
Tell them why you
we on something.
Man.
Cookie Man, we gonna come back. What?
What up, y'all? This is me, Kiara Kiki Sheard, and you are in the mix with my boy, DJ Agrock Jesus.
You probably think you have a hold on me, but now I see the path to my destiny. You probably think you have a hold on me, but now I see the path to my destiny. But little kids, you know that I'm not sure of God. But now your plans for me are going down the drain.
Damn it.
not at a buffet line. DJ I-Rock Jesus is rocking the spot. No whackness, no payola, just them hits in the mix. More hits than when your mom used to smack you for dipping in the cookie jar.
You're now tuned in with DJ I-Rock Jesus. Yeah, I mean, he's killing on the ones and twos. Straight ministry heat. Keep it locked, you dig?
You can see me on Doppler. Rhyme so sweet, you can call it peach cobbler. Grind in the streets, man, stacking up dollars. But grind not the focus. You ain't notice I'm 100% God, man. Take a God stand to the enemy. When he advance, you're miracle. My pen globe, rock that flow like shifting plate tectonics. Or like triggers with too much gin and tonic. Christ bind the demonic. Yeah. Just so sick with it. Being saved, yeah. This how you get it. Yo, Kenichiwa, a salam, what's good?
Them haters, them haters.
Preach me, get it in. I don't roll with fakers. Yeah, we get cake, man. I roll with the bakers. I ain't chef, yo, man. I stay in the kitchen. Yo, you rep the land. Son, is you kidding? Yo, I am what I say. I'm an eagle, not a pigeon. Word of God is my burner and my trigger figure itching. Tree strong, hold like ex girlfriends. I ain't ditching.
My pins up high, make your left flick strong. If you ride in your whip, let me hear your horn honk.
We ain't worried about them.
Haters, haters.
Who you can get?
Paper, paper.
We get it in.
Yeah.
Get it in.
Get it in.
Get it in. But keep our focus on hell. We get it in.
Yeah.
Get it in.
What in the ham sandwich?
Now I know we had to do it again, right? Oh, but this time I brought the band of singers with me. Let's give it to them, y'all. Hey, here we go.
Take my riches, take my fame. Take the microphone, take the stage. Take my glory, take my name. Take it away. Suffer now, later will reign. And that applies to the saint that went against the grain. Life is hard, but I miss the pain. Saints fight hard, we anticipate. That's great day. But God applauds, there'll be no remorse and no shame. Everything you thought you lost, you regain. And you get rewards because you behave. Let me make it plain. All of the faithful saints to get paid. To prove your commitment to God is not vain. And we'll get to enter the joy of our King when I see you.
Now breathe in, take it in slow, let it work up in your soul. Take your time and let it grow for your bro.
Breathe out,
let them know what you about. From the words in your mouth to the way you live it out, no doubt.
Breathe in, take it in slow, let it work up in your soul. Take your time and let it grow for your bro.
Breathe out,
let them know what you about. From the words in your mouth to the way you live it out, no doubt.
Listen, yo, I was born for this moment. Now let me grab the mic and act like I've known it, act like I own it, cause I really do, man. I got Jesus, that's more than a blue band, more than Red Cross. And when it all trickles down, yeah, that means bread, boss. Try to cut me down, I'ma take it to head, boss. Heard what I said, boss, I'ma get my stuff back, cause, yeah, I've been hurt by the devil, paid by the devil. I put my hands up, now I'm on another level. I keep my hands up, cause I'm paid by the king, if you know what I mean. Put your
C-Mo Wonders from Wonder Fam. You're now rocking with the best. I rock Jesus. Y'all know what it is. We ain't playing no games. It's all for Jesus Christ. Y'all know what time it is. Get right or don't get it at all.
What in the ham sandwich?
Hear you calling my name, 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 hear you calling my name.
You call me to meet a closest,
but I can't get past the pain.
You calling me to come closer,
I'm just an empty frame.
You calling me to come closer,
Lord, I feel so ashamed. Why you calling me to get it closer?
You now show you where to go. Take you places you've never been before. Trust and believe that there is someone just as ours.
Don't be afraid of me, just come, come. I want you here with me, come, come. It's where you ought to be, come, come. I'm calling.
Ham Sandwich Show.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Banging music.
Banging music. You know what I'm saying? Care of DJ I Rock Jesus. Always. And I think y'all know what time it is.
Thunder. Thunder.
Thunder.
Thunder. Thunder. Thundercats.
Listen, people.
We said, ho, we mean.
Exactly. Oh.
Don't get offended. Don't get offended.
Don't get offended and don't get it twisted.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Get your mind out the gutter.
Yeah. Yo.
You know, yo.
Monkey.
True came up with a word. All them Christians that be looking nasty, walk around, you think nastiness is holiness? You know what I'm saying? You say you look like a monkey drinking vinegar. Yo. Vinegar drinking
monkey face.
Monkey face. Yo, Vinegar drinking monkey knuckle. Yo, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Straight yellow face up. You know what I mean? Monkey. Hey, yo, don't call somebody a monkey sound offensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially a black person.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and throw that one out there, too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Try it.
Let me go ahead. Chicken, watermelon, monkey off limits.
That's right.
You know
chicken,
what I'm
saying? And monkey.
With the banana peel.
You know what I'm saying? You want to take a dirt nap? Call me a monkey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then I'm going to let me go.
Yo, Vinica, drinking monkey.
Oh, monkey drinking pickle juice.
Oh, ashy knuckle vinegar drinking monkey. Yo,
ashy knuckle vinegar drinking monkey.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, look, now I didn't curse people out, and I'm going to give them a scripture.
Let me bless you.
Let me bless you.
Yes, yes.
Nehemiah.
Nehemiah.
8. Verse 10. For the joy of the Lord.
Yay.
Is your strength.
That's it. That's it, brother. That's it.
That's all I got. For the joy of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Is your strength. Philippians 4:4. I got another little simple one. Sure. Rejoice in the Lord. Always.
And again, I say rejoice.
That's it. That's good. Do I have to break that down? Do I got to explain joy and rejoicing? I mean, do you get the picture? Rejoicing, happiness.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Exuberance, excitement.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Of course, we can go to the old scripture where David danced till his clothes fell off. Mm. Rejoicing.
How about the baby leaping in the womb and everything?
Baby leaping in the womb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you upset because somebody is jumping up and down, wilding out, mosh pit style to Christian music. But David jumped to the point where his tunic or whatever he's wearing fell off.
Mm.
And he butt naked.
He was dancing, boy, wasn't he?
But you say praise the Lord to that.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? In Psalms, I forget what verse it says, but it says the one who sits on the throne laughs. I think it's Psalms 4:2.
The one who sits on the throne
laughs.
I looked that up in Bible gave it. The one who sits on the throne laughs, which means that God has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
My God, let it not be.
Yeah.
Not the holy, majestic
Messiah.
Messiah.
You know what I'm saying? Has a sense of humor.
And not sorry now.
You know what I'm saying? Here's the reality, y'all. Psalm 2:4. It is Psalm 2:4. You read your Bible, huh?
I'll try.
That's what's up.
You. Oh, you old Bible reader.
You old Bible reading.
Virginia. Virginia.
Vinegar drinking.
Snowden monkey.
You old B-I-B-L-E. You old B-I-B-L-E.
Oh, Kool-Aid drinking toothless monkey. You know what I'm saying?
With no sugar.
Philippians 2:4, you know what I'm saying? Was it Philippians? Psalms 2:4, Philippians 4:4, Nehemiah 8:10. Just simple scriptures talking about laughing, rejoicing, joy. You know what I'm saying? For you to say that a bunch of people enjoying themselves in a concert is worldly is ridiculous.
Past ridiculous.
It's past ridiculous. You 85 miles past ridiculous. And not only is it past ridiculous, to be honest, you calling something evil that God did not call evil. Mm. And I believe the Bible says that do not speak evil of what is good.
Huh.
You about to shut your mouth.
Mm.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Keep your lips off of him.
And God said, everything that I have made is good.
Everything he's made. Genesis 1. He looked at it and he said, it is good.
It is good.
It was done. When it was finished, it was good.
Everything is good. Everything I make is good.
Everything God make is good. And just like we said before.
And stop acting like a fool with your pants down.
You know what I'm saying?
Your monkey with your pants down, yo, fool.
Vinegar drinking. Monkey with your pants down. Ashy knuckle baboon looking.
Virginia Snowden Bible reading monkey.
Well, yo, fuck your pants up. Oh, no drawers having.
Oh, whistle drawers. Holes in your drawers.
Got streaks up in them.
Oh, apple cider vinegar drinking. Streaked up drawers.
Oh, melted Hershey s'mores drawers. Melted marshmallow.
Yo, nappy head rabbit.
Yo, shaved bird.
You know what I'm saying? The Bible encourages rejoicing.
That's right.
The Bible encourages praise. The Bible encourages laughter. The Bible encourages fun. And like the point I had made way back, that there's fun, there's a version that God makes, and then there's a perversion. Perverted, what the devil does. a version and perversion. And the original version of laughter and fun and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing when we're in the church having fun. The Christian hip-hop music. Or whatever music it is. And we dancing and having fun. That's the original version. The perversion is when you take it to the club and you begin to drop it to the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Little Brown.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's the perverted. You know what I'm saying? And so, how dare you?
You got the audacity.
Call what is godly ungodly. How dare you call what is clean unclean?
And you got the kabooners.
You got
the kablankas, the click clack.
You got the moose feet. You know what I'm saying?
Donkey tail.
You know what I'm saying? To call something that God said clean. God told Peter, don't you dare call what I clean, clean, unclean. He said, as long as you bless it, it's clean.
And another thing, dog. If God doesn't, if you said laughter and all that's not important,
right?
Why'd your butt get saved?
Exactly.
Because number one, in the world, you having fun. You
right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I didn't have a miserable life of sin.
Right.
I was getting it.
And number one, please stop saying that. You did not have a misery life of sin, yo.
Well, I think it's two things.
I was having fun.
I think, I totally agree. You know, back in the day, sin was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a whole lot of fun sinning. I think the miserable part was the part that most people didn't see at the club and stuff when you went back home.
Right.
And you were dealing with that.
Right.
Like, you know, who am I? What's
right.
my purpose?
Right.
You know, what am I doing, what I'm doing? But when you're in the midst of doing what you're doing, you're not thinking about what's my purpose.
That's right.
You thinking about, you know what I'm saying, where's the Heineken's at?
Right.
Exactly. Yep.
I want to feel good.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody roll up the next one.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, look at that guy. I bet you I get that number.
Make me feel good.
You know what I'm saying?
That fatty. Look at that fat burger.
You know what I'm saying?
So this is my point I want to make, yo.
So go ahead, B.
What sinner man wants to get saved if you can't be, you can't have laughter?
And you can't have fun.
Who? Why do I want to get saved? Man, I ain't going with you. Man, y'all too screw faced for me.
And I'm a stack a point on top of that point.
For sure.
Cookie said, "What son of man is going to want to come to a place or know a God that's depressing?"
Right.
That's number one. And then number two, the son of man do come to God. Yeah, he did have fun in sin.
Right.
But he had some internal struggles and conflicts.
That's right.
And he came to God to find real joy.
There you go.
Because he had happiness with the blunt and the weed and the chicks. He had happiness, but he was only happy.
For a short while.
See, he had happiness while he was there.
Right.
But happiness don't last. And so when he go back to his apartment, the happiness didn't follow him.
Happy in the club.
Because what he was looking for was joy.
Hey! Hallelujah.
Unspeakable.
Full of glory.
Hey! You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
And so, when the sinner man comes to God, yes, he had happiness, but he wants something that's lasting.
Right.
He wants something that's meaningful.
Right.
He wants something that's deep.
Right.
How dare you tell him that he can't have fun?
www.com.
He can't have fun.
It's nothing else.
Yo,
he can't have fun.
No fun. Else. You might want to tell him get up out the church and go back.
There we go.
And let him go.
There we go.
And you wonder why the kids in church is wilding out when they leave church because they're bored to death.
They're looking for fun. They're looking for the fun that you done cut them out of.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't wear that gear up in church. Then I wear it outside the church.
We got to shut the show down.
Yeah, yo, because y'all church people acting like a fool with your pants down. Yeah.
I'm getting tight,
they
yo.
They got it. They got
I'm getting swollen.
Yeah.
They you know what I'm saying? Let me give you the hand playlist, man.
Let them go.
Mix Set 1, Song 1, Kenton Jones, Hey Today, The Just Bangin' Blend. Song 2, Kenton Jones, My Day. Song 3, Norman Hutchins, God's Got a Blessing. Song 4, Kirk Franklin, I Like Me. Song 5, William Murphy, You Got It Good. Song 6, 2103, You. Mix Set 2, Song 1, Group 1 Crew, Clap Your Hands. Song 2, Kenton Jones, Fix It. Song 3, Lecrae, featuring The Truth and JR, Identity. Song 4, Darlene McCord, I Wanna Thank You. Song 5, 2103, Talking About. Mix Set 3, Song 1, Kiara Kiki Sheard, I Want You Back. Song 2, Londa Larriman, Once, Remix. Song 3, Ramsey, Get It In. Song 4, The Truth, That Great Day Remix. Song 5, 116 Split, Breathe In, Breathe Out. Song 6, Crane A1, Hands in the Air. Song 7, Simo, Come Closer. That's it, yo.
Nothing else.
Tight, yo.
Nothing else.
You know what I'm saying? Stop calling what's godly ungodly. Mm. Stop calling what's good evil. Mm. It's not a good look. And not only are you hurting other people, you're hurting yourself. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I shouldn't even say that. You know what I'm saying? I'll just put it this way. If you don't like having fun, you know what I'm saying? And you are a vinegar drinking monkey Christian, don't tell nobody you're Christian. Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, just keep it
just keep it to yourself.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Don't tell nobody. We'll tell them.
Sell your TV and VCR and your PS3.
All that. Sell your TV, VCR, PS3. You know what I'm saying? Go.
Go out with some leaves.
Exactly. Go to Payless and pick out some Sykes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ike.
You know what I'm saying?
Some Ike Turner's.
Go pick up some Ike Turner sneakers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't wear no name brand gear. You know what I'm saying? Put on that Shock Away.
With that the Second Corinthians sneakers.
You know what I'm saying? Then put on that 5960 hat.
Yeah. Psalms 100 jeans.
You know what I'm saying? Go wear that.
Those virtuous woman jeans.
Yeah, exactly. Walking outside looking as whack as fire. As all outdoors.
Like a whack black vinegar drinking monkey.
You know what I'm saying? God wants you to have joy.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, we got to shut it down, man. It's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Shank Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer bass boy.
And I'm True Asia. The quote of the day comes from Psalm 126:2. It says, we are filled with laughter and we sing for joy. And the other nation said, what an amazing thing the Lord has done for them. Can you be a Christian and have fun? Don't ask me. Ask Jesus. Not only did he perform his first miracle at a party, but when the wine ran out, he made sure the party kept going. Holla!
I used to do this, but
Keep the party going.
The Ham Sandwich Show.com. 757-325-9493. We appreciate y'all listening to
What in the Ham Sandwich?
Peace.
One.